Here are David M. Green and Michael Princey. Once a fortnight they come in with a sketch, and they're known as Roy Lama. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Peter, how are you?
Michael, now, how's your girlfriend?
She's recovering.
She had her tonsils out.
That's right, she had her tonsils. She was here, of course, last time
that we were
on the show.
We met her.
That's right, and her voice does sound a little different now. It's a little bit higher.
Is it really?
Before. Yeah.
Not huskier.
She used to be able to do these kind of husky impression of voices, and she can't do them anymore, which is interesting.
Oh. But that'll come back.
Well, I hope so.
Because it can be tricky getting your tonsils out, when you're not a child.
That's right, yeah, so it's 2 weeks ago, and she's still getting over it. So a big hello to her and get well soon.
And she also had glandular fever.
That's right, yes.
And you've had it too, David, not recently.
Well, yeah, I had glandular fever when I was in high school and didn't realise I had it. Now I have tonsillitis, which is
really.
I think I got
What's
it from
going
Laura.
Going around.
Hey, how did you get it from Laura?
Well, I don't really want to go there.
Now this week we have this. You've done a sketch which is about those horrible, violent video games,
That's
which
right.
I've never played. I stopped. I spent a lot of wasted hours in the Rob Roy Hotel in Halifax Street playing Space Invaders when it first came out. You know, it was a big sort of. Like a big coffee table kind of an arrangement. Did you ever play that?
Yes. And games today, it's the same principle, really.
You just blow things up.
Yeah.
But people become addicted to it, don't they?
They do. Like, some people will sit there for just hours on end playing these things and, you know, games where you've got to run people over and crash into things and, kill people.
Is it more a boy thing than a girl thing? Yes.
I think there are probably more boys who play them than girls.
Do you play them?
I have played them before. They're fun,
but do you get a bit sort of off the planet on them?
Yeah, it's ill-advisable to play a game where you're running people over in the car and then drive down to the shops to get something.
They're very realistic, and we wonder, there's so much violence, and I sound very conservative about this, but all these young men boys are sitting at home blowing people up.
That's right.
Why don't they go into the army?
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about here tonight in the sketch.
I'll issue it with a bit of warning, but I think this is the most mature we've heard from Roy Lama, in the sense that, why are you laughing?
No, we're very mature.
In that it takes its point and develops it very well. And here, what do we call it?
Violent computer games.
Take it away.
Hello, I'm Roy Lama. A small child sits in front of a computer. This could be a scene from the house next door to you, maybe even your own home. But this time, something is wrong. That mouse in his hand isn't a graphical user interface input, it's a Mauser K98 rifle. And in his sights, who knows? The family pet? The attractive babysitter? Maybe even the Prime Minister of Australia. Roy Lama correspondent Roy Lama filed this report on violent computer games. Yes, thank you, Roy. Violent computer games. Enough to turn a good boy bad. But are the bad men behind these bad games good at being bad when it comes to building their bad goods? Or are they just plain bad? I am here with Ray Ganuto, program developer of the controversial new game Death Bus Collision Zone 4. Good morning, Ray.
Very well, thank you, Roy.
Now, Ray, what is the aim of this game?
Oh, Roy, it's very simple. Basically, the objective of the game is to commandeer a bus filled with school children, then ram it into a library at high speed. The more casualties you cause, the higher the score. It's terribly exciting stuff.
Yes, I see. But why does the world need this game?
Oh, look, well, we took into account the feedback from the fans of Death Bus Collision Zone 3 and addressed all the criticisms. Our new game engine can render up to 50 totally autonomous children on the bus, and upon impact, we now have 700% more blood than in the previous game.
But Ray, where do you draw the line?
Do you have a pencil?
Yeah, here you go.
Well, I can do it right here then. There you go.
Like to ram a bus into you.
Oh, really? That's fantastic. Say, you wouldn't be interested in attending a demographic focus group later this afternoon, would you?
Oh, well, actually, now that you mention it, I might be interested in
but
doing
while
something
the games
like
may be fun, it's not all fun and games. Far from it. Meet Jason Parker. Jason is 17 years old, and like any other 17-year-old, Jason loves playing violent computer games. But Jason is different to most 17-year-olds because Jason is 21. Also, he's a convicted murderer. In April of last year, after playing Death Bus Collision Zone 2 for 75 hours straight, Jason stole a tram, loaded it with explosives, and drove it into a pet shop, killing 25 people. He is currently under watch in a psychiatric hospital. We spoke to his Parker. We spoke to his father, Martin Parker. Thank you, Martin.
Roy, I just want to start by saying how disgusted I am by these games. These games that trained my son to be a killer.
So your son Jason was a fan of violent games?
Those games took over his brain and took my son away from me.
And when did your son start playing these games?
Well, I couldn't give you an exact number, but I'd definitely say somewhere in the vicinity of between 18 months and 27 years old.
But Jason's only 17. Or 21.
Jason?
Your son.
Look, I may not be very good with names, or remembering numbers, or raising children, but I know that these violent games took my son, who was some kind of child of some description, and turned him into an unstoppable killing machine.
But don't you think that you, as a parent, have a responsibility to restrict your child's access to such games?
I'm not sure I follow you, Roy.
Well, surely he had to obtain the game somehow, so shouldn't you, the parent, have an obligation to be aware of what kind of games your son is playing and perhaps even restrict access to these games if you deem them to be inappropriate?
You'd better not be having a go at me, mate, because I'll do you in, I will. I've got guns, you know.
No, I just mean...
I'll kill you!
Back to you in the studio, Roy. So there you have it. The late Roy Lama with that report there. Perhaps the Beatles said it best when they said happiness is a warm gun. Then again, they were sitting on a cornflake, so now I don't know what to believe anymore. That's why I joined the army. Now I don't have to think at all anymore. I can experience the thrill of playing a violent game 24 hours a day. Eat lead, you sucker! Now back to Peter
Gore
in the ABC studio.
Gore galore. Bit of Mr. Tchaikovsky there, and the bells. Wonderful soundscape at the end of that, gentleman, and a point well made.
Thank you very much.
David M. Green and Michael Princey, Roy Lama, thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. All the best. There we are. I like that. Peter Gers here on the evening show, coming up with Tom Pride, senior journalist with the Times of London. It's 8:19 on 891.